This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmed Al Jaber, and the Crown Prince, Sheikh Ahmed Al Abdullah Al Sabah today. The Prime Minister will also hold delegation-level talks with his Kuwaiti counterpart. Prime Minister Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace in Kuwait's capital city. Mr. Modi arrived in Kuwait yesterday on a two-day visit to the West Asian nation at the invitation of the Emir of Kuwait. This is the first trip by an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. On the first day of his visit, the Prime Minister addressed a gathering of Indian diaspora at a special event in Kuwait City. He extended an invitation to the diaspora members to participate in Pravasi Bharatiya Divas and Mahakumbh Mela events to be held next month. Mr. Modi emphasized that India has the potential to become the world's skill capital, and to achieve this, it is aligning its skill development programs with global needs. Prime Minister Modi also interacted with a cross-section of Indian workers during his visit to a labor camp in Mina Abdullah area of Kuwait. In Punjab, two persons have been killed in a three-story building collapse at Mohali near Chandigarh last evening. Quoting the officiating Deputy Commissioner Mohali, Viraj Tidke, our Jalandhar correspondent reports that rescue operations are on since last evening as teams of Army, NDRF and State Police are searching for life from the debris of the collapsed building. Medical teams are already on the spot and all surrounding hospitals have been put on emergency. Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwan Singh Mann is constantly in touch with the Mohali administration. India has condemned the horrific attack in Magdeburg, Germany, that has reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, in a statement, described the incident as a horrific and senseless attack at a Christmas market. 7 Indian nationals were also injured in Magdeburg Christmas market attack. Sources said 3 have been discharged from hospital. The Indian mission in Germany is in touch with all those injured in the attack. Qatar has officially reopened its embassy in Damascus 13 years after closing it during the early stages of Syria's civil war. The reopening follows a surge in regional and Western representatives visiting Syria to engage with the new de facto leadership after the fall of former President Bashar al-Assad's government on 8 December. The U.S. Central Command has announced that last night its forces conducted precision airstrikes on a missile storage facility and a command and control center operated by Yemen's Houthi rebel group in Sana'a. Additionally, the U.S. forces intercepted multiple Houthi one-way attack drones and an anti-ship cruise missile over the Red Sea. The strikes followed a ballistic missile attack claimed by the Houthis on central Israel, which injured at least 20 people in Tel Aviv. In Punjab's local body elections held yesterday, the ruling Aam Aadmi Party secured victory in Patiala Municipal Corporation, whereas Jalandhar, Amritsar, Ludhiana and Fagwada corporations have delivered a hung verdict. Congress and BJP have performed better than Shiromani Akali Dal and the BSP. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits tomorrow through video conferencing. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Rozgar Mela will be held at 45 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place for various ministries and departments of the central government. Rozgar Mela will provide meaningful opportunities to the youth for their participation in nation-building and self-empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has penned an emotional open letter to Ravichandran Ashwin, thanking him for his exemplary contributions to cricket and the nation after the iconic off-spinner announced his retirement from international cricket on December 18. In his heartfelt letter, Prime Minister Modi likened Ashwin's retirement announcement to his typical bowling style of carambol, which has caught everyone by surprise. He commended the Tamil Nadu spinner for his unmatched dedication and record-breaking performances. He recalled how cricket lovers eagerly awaited the moment when Ashwin's skillful deliveries would outsmart batters, making him one of India's greatest match winners. And that is the end of this news bulletin.